The war in Ukraine. A watershed moment for enhancing MENA food resilience. Chloe Berger, PhD. After more than a year, the general rise in prices on international food and energy markets caused by the conflict in Ukraine continues to weigh significantly on the socio-economic stability of the Middle East and North Africa, MENA, region. Due to the blockade of Black Sea ports and disruptions in international supply chains, food security challenges facing countries in the region have been exacerbated. All countries, regardless of wealth, rely on foreign supplies to satisfy large parts of their domestic needs. The countries of the MENA import more than 90 million metric tons of grains every year. The challenge is even more crucial because grains make up more than one-third of the daily ration of the majority of the population in the MENA region. Deliveries of Ukrainian and Russian cereals accounted for more than one-third of the region's total food imports until 2021. In this context, the decline of Ukrainian agricultural products, e.g., cereals, oils, and fertilizers, combined with potential renewed tensions on Black Sea ports shipments from June 2023, could lead to an outbreak of hunger riots in marginalized urban and rural areas of the MENA during the summer. It is impossible to exclude the possibility of a new wave of unrest at the regional level. An increase in instability in this region, already affected by multiple conflicts and at the point of crystallization of particularly strong geopolitical tensions, would have direct repercussions on Europe's security. Two issues would be of particular concern to European countries: maritime security and managing migratory flows in the Mediterranean, and energy security, because European countries are increasingly relying on supplies from their southern neighbors to phase out Russian imports. Since spring 2022, most of the countries in the region, except for the rich Arab Gulf countries, have seen protests against the high cost of living. However, the deteriorating finances of the majority of middle-income countries only offer them limited leeway to contain the rise in inflation, in particular by subsidizing the price of basic foodstuffs. Even more concerning is the situation of communities affected by prolonged conflicts. 55 million people, including 20 million internally displaced persons, that could be increasingly threatened by the risk of famine as the war in Ukraine continues to monopolize donors and international agencies' attention. The gloomy outlook for 2023 pledges for rethinking seriously about ways to strengthen regional food security in its various dimensions: availability, accessibility, stability, and utilization. There is an urgent need to develop comprehensive strategies to address the root causes of the chronic food insecurity that affects the societies of the MENA region and enhance both the agricultural sector's productivity and the resilience of food chain supplies. The month of Ramadan, a critical test for MENA food stability. Following the invasion of Ukraine by Russian forces in February 2022, food prices had soared by more than 20% in a few days. In March 2022, as the quantities of cereals available on international markets were declining rapidly, prices increased by an additional 12.6% and remained high until the summer. The unfavorable climatic conditions that had affected certain regions of the world during 2021 had already reduced the volumes of cereals available on international markets, where prices were already relatively high, plus 27% in September 2021. Bans on food product exports decided by certain governments, e.g., Russia, Ukraine, India, Algeria, Kazakhstan, Argentina, and Hungary, in the aftermath of the invasion of Ukraine, combined with the suspension of commercial shipments from the Black Sea ports, completed the bottlenecks on the food markets. While the region was preparing to celebrate the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, which took place throughout April 2022, household food bills reached unprecedented high records. Although fasting is a central part of Ramadan, food consumption during this period also increases, as iftar meals ending the daily fasting play a crucial role in social practices in the MENA. Ramadan food expenses account for an average of more than 15% of annual food bills in the region. Food speculation, rising petrol and electricity prices, and the pernicious effects of subsidy policies made supply chain disruptions even worse. Some countries, like Tunisia, Egypt, and Algeria, which have witnessed food riots in the past, quickly released grains from their strategic reserves. Even a wealthy country like Kuwait has placed restrictions on the export of food, fearing shortages. Lebanon, where the socio-economic situation has steadily deteriorated since the end of 2018, has experienced months of shortages, aggravated by the government's inability to replenish its strategic reserves in the absence of the storage infrastructure destroyed in the August 2020 explosion at the port of Beirut. Under the auspices of the United Nations, UN, and with the help of Turkey, Ukraine, and Russia were able to reach an agreement in July 2022 that allowed the shipping of more than 23 million tons of grains and other items. More than 55% of those products were exported to the global south, with a number of MENA countries among them. Russia and Ukraine agreed to extend the Black Sea grain deal for 60 days on March 13, 2023, avoiding new strains on international food markets. It is therefore easy to understand that with the start of Ramadan 2023, the capitals of the MENA region, as well as the UN agencies providing food assistance, welcomed with relief the announcement of this extension. According to the UN, more than 38 million people in Yemen, Syria, and Iraq are food insecure. Furthermore, the UN World Food Programme estimated that more than one half of the Lebanese population and 90% of the Syrian refugees in that country were in need of humanitarian assistance in 2022, while more than 375,000 persons were in need of humanitarian assistance in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The rise in the price of cereals and crude oil has increased the operational costs of UN agencies, limiting the volume of food aid distributed in the field, ending the regional inflation curse. The sharp increase in the prices of food staple commodities that followed the invasion of Ukraine, combined with energy price escalation, has placed certain countries in the MENA in a particularly difficult situation. Even the rich Arab Gulf countries, which have benefited from the rise in hydrocarbon prices, have not been spared by inflation and its repercussions on household purchasing power. The economic recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic has been uneven, and regional countries' public finances have been hurt by economic stimulus packages, measures to help workers and strengthen safety nets, healthcare costs, and debt relief. The agricultural and food services sectors were severely impacted by the pandemic. In 2020-21, the overall agricultural production decreased by 3%, with considerable losses in high-value product exports, e.g., fruits, vegetables, oils, etc. The loss of these export revenues and the cessation of tourism have drastically reduced these countries' currency reserves, weakening the value of national currencies on international markets. In addition, an estimated 17 million jobs were lost during the second quarter of 2020, disproportionately by women, youth, and informal workers who compose the majority of the labor force in the region's agricultural sector. More importantly, border closings limited farmers' access to the necessary inputs, e.g., seeds, fertilizers, etc., decreasing crop yields for subsequent years. Therefore, when the war broke out, food staples prices were already high in the MENA. Inflation was steadily climbing, further exacerbated by the inflation trap phenomenon, traditionally faced by middle-income countries. It also accelerated capital flight abroad and discouraged foreign direct investment. Inflationary spirals that hit certain countries in the region, such as Lebanon, Egypt, Turkey, and Tunisia, contribute to the devaluation of national currencies, making the price of imports and debt service more expensive and limiting government's access to international funding and financial markets. A creeping impoverishment of the middle classes and an increase in poverty among the most vulnerable strata of the regional population are noticeable. According to UN data, 20% of the regional population is undernourished, while more than 7.5% of the MENA population was living with less than $2.15 a day in 2018. Compared to 1.8% in 2010. While the emergency measures put in place to contain inflation and avoid shortages have made it possible to curb the deterioration in household purchasing power, they have put considerable pressure on public finances, which are unsustainable in the medium term. The very degraded finances of middle-income countries leave them with no other option than to appeal again to international and regional donors. Since 2020, the majority of countries in the region have benefited from International Monetary Fund loans and World Bank aid. Most often, these loans and aid packages are conditional on the implementation of structural reforms, such as the dismantling of subsidy mechanisms. Although these reforms will help these countries in the long run, they will come at a high cost to the people in the short and medium terms. The temptation for the governments of the region is therefore great to postpone these reforms and to turn in the short term to other partners, such as China or the Arab Gulf countries. Enhancing food security systems resilience key for the region's future. Considering the significant risks that weigh on the food security of MENA countries in the medium term, strengthening their resilience in this area must be a priority for European and NATO allies. The region is characterized by a particularly dynamic demographic growth. The population has grown by 18% between 2010 and 2021, which will increasingly weigh on the region's limited natural resources, water resources and arable lands, and the ability of economies to grow. The agricultural sector is important to the region's economies and societies. Agricultural exports are an important source of foreign currencies, and they contribute to the survival of rural populations, especially for small landlords and landless workers. Due to their low productivity, they only contribute relatively to the regional gross domestic product, GDP, 13% on average. The agricultural sectors of the region experience a particularly low and decreasing productivity, partly due to the structural weaknesses of the farming structures and the uneven distribution of land. In many countries, agricultural planning has led to unsustainable surface and groundwater abstraction and severe deterioration in soil quality, aggravated by the effects of climate change, e.g., drought, rising temperatures, drop in precipitation, etc. In the face of increasing challenges, only agricultural structures capable of accessing finance and technology will be able to meet the challenges of climate change. Israel has been at the forefront of this area in the Middle East, and some Gulf countries, such as Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Kuwait, are starting to develop smart farm models and expand their strategic storage infrastructure. Excluding for these exceptions, most rural communities in the region are condemned to growing poverty, which leads to a growing number of rural people moving to urban areas. These migratory flows contribute to the development of anarchic urbanization, which exerts increasing pressure on infrastructure and an ever greater drain on water resources and reduction of available superficies for agriculture. 28 Colombian pesos, toward a more sustainable agri-food governance for the MENA. Food security and resilience issues will be at the heart of the next UN Climate Change Conference, 28 Colombian pesos, to be hosted by the UAE, signaling the strategic dimension of these challenges for the countries of the region. To meet the double challenge of population growth and climate change, regional governments must adopt policies and instruments that will allow them to secure their supplies while minimizing their exposure to price fluctuations on international markets. These policies include diversification of supply sources, long-term supply contracts, and development of storage infrastructures. In the medium term, strengthening the resilience of MENA countries' food systems implies profound reforms of agricultural policies to increase productivity by developing better governance of aquifer resources, favoring horticultural crops that are more adapted to the environment, and developing proper skills among cultivators. Development of intra-regional cooperation in economic, commercial, and technological matters is key to strengthening food resilience in the region. Furthermore, the support of UN agencies, such as the Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Programme, is also crucial for the development of sustainable agricultural models in the MENA. Stabilization and reconstruction of Ukraine will present significant challenges in the medium term, but stability and prosperity in the MENA must remain priorities for Europe. Europe has developed advanced expertise and instruments in a wide array of domains, including climate effects mitigation, inter-regional cooperation mechanisms, and governance reforms, that can benefit the region in their quest toward more sustainable food and agricultural systems. Finally, the political support of the United States is essential for the resolution of conflicts in the region. Without this, players in the region will increasingly turn to China, whose economic, technological, and political influence has grown steadily during the past decade.